children hide online bullying from their parents. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a new survey by the University of California, Los Angeles, 3/4 of American teenagers say they've been bullied online at least once, but only 1 in 10 tells their parents. Lead researcher and UCLA psychologist Yana Juvanen says internet bullying looks very much like what children face in schools.
Name-calling is by far the most common form of bullying. And the only sort of very specialized type of online behavior is spreading of private information and stealing of passwords.
So your survey shows that online bullying is quite common, but what's not common is kids telling their parents about it. Why are kids reluctant to divulge that they're the victims of internet bullying?
Kids are typically reluctant to tell their parents about bullying as it is. And based on this study, it looks like they may be even more reluctant to talk about incidents that they confront online. And we suspect that is because they are concerned about parents taking their rights to use the internet away. And this was a most typical concern among 12 to 14-year-old girls in particular.
As a victim of bullies when I was a kid, the only way I was ever going to tell my parents is if I came home with a black eye and I couldn't avoid it. But it's probably pretty easy to avoid telling your parents that someone is bothering you online.
Absolutely. And this is exactly why we're so concerned about these bullying incidents online. Most of the time, if you think about it, kids nowadays have computers in their bedrooms, and they confront these nasty messages often very alone in the privacy of that bedroom. So it is very rarely that parents would get to see or hear any of this unless the kid is telling them about the incidents. And now we know that that's very, very unlikely to happen.
Because internet bullying does not involve physical harm, should we take it, you know, a little less seriously? I mean, what bad things can happen to a kid other than just being sort of harassed with words?
It's interesting because we've studied bullying in school for a number of years, and we actually have no evidence whatsoever that a slap on the face or a kick would hurt more than when you get to know that somebody's spreading nasty rumors about you. So I don't think that we as adults are necessarily in the position to tell what hurts and what doesn't hurt. What we also have learned about bullying across a number of studies is that it is associated with emotional distress that can be at times quite intolerable. And when you combine these two things, the emotional pain with this idea that you can't tell anyone or you're reluctant to tell anyone about your plight, that's when we get kids finding themselves in a very, very, very tough situation. They really feel quite helpless about what to do.
Yana Juvanen chairs UCLA's developmental psychology program. Her research is based on an anonymous survey of nearly 1,500 children aged 12 to 17. The findings are in the September issue of the Journal of School Health. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.